And, you know, if we're going to consider it art, art needs to be criticized.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, free expression, it goes both ways. If people are going to put a message out there, that message, we are allowed to criticize it.
Right.
You know, and in fact, it's appropriate. It's always appropriate to criticize anything that comes up. I mean, why not? I mean, that's one of the vulnerable and scary things about my being an artist is that I put so much effort into a piece, and I hope that people connect with it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And if it doesn't connect, well, that's not great. If I put something out there that people might be pissed off about, or they might read something into that I didn't mean, well, that's extremely valuable information. Doesn't mean maybe that I'm going to change it, but maybe I will think about the impact of what I'm doing further.
Mm-hmm.
And because art is all about communication, right? I'm communicating something within me that is often hard to put into words. That's why I'm a visual artist. And often the message of visual art or music goes deeper than words.
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking about my intention that I'm putting in something and the possible impact is that's the basis of what I'm doing. That's
right.
Where I start from. What do I want to communicate?
Yeah.
And
wow.
and it's also very much a part of my own art practice. I actually changed the name of my own artist page on Facebook when I did this because I didn't want my own individual art practice to distract from my message as a protester.
Mm-hmm.
And so I changed the name so people couldn't find it. And then another frat activist, Marilyn Wan, she found it, and she said she basically convinced me after a while to post it. She posted on her page, and then she convinced me to post it on mine. And it makes sense, actually, because my art practice is about exploring the beauty in all kinds of bodies.
Right.
Like, I had a piece that was, I've only been a sculptor for a couple of years. Okay. Before that, I was just kind of making some crappy cups, and it was just kind of a hobby for me. I didn't really take myself seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a sculpture class, and my brain just came alive.
Wow.
And I'm sort of, how would I say it? I have a talent for it, you know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of craft. But I think that also who I am really informs what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I made a sculpture of an older woman who's actually been a figure model here in the Bay Area for about 45 years.
Wow.
So she's quite a bit older. Amazing, amazing model. Very flexible, very fluid in her movements. And I just really appreciated her body, like the sagginess, the weight in different parts of her, the curves, the folds.
Mm-hmm.
And like particularly on her face, like how her cheeks sagged down a little bit and some of her wrinkles, you know, all of that informs you of what this person has gone through in their life, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hopefully in our own lives, in my life, I hope to be an older person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think she's amazingly beautiful.
Right.
And I heard some complaints in the class, you know, they had wanted a thinner, younger model or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, this was like eating the most delicious meal or something
right,
like that. This
right.
was something I could really reach into and explore,
yeah.
Making a sculpture of this particular woman. And I made something that when I brought it to class, people were stunned, right? Because I was you know, this beginning student taking my first sculpture class. And eventually that same sculpture was chosen for a juried show.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, 300 artists had contributed work to this show, but only 10% were chosen. And yeah, I got chosen for it. And I was like, you know,
wow,
pretty ecstatic. It's on my artist page now. So it's up there. But anyway, yeah. So, and also, I had made a sculpture, a life-size sculpture of disability activist Neil Marcus, and we made a short film about it. I was exploring, like, what abstract art is, because I don't quite get abstract art. I mean, I get it, you know, intellectually,
mm-hmm,
but I don't understand, how you take a body and then we're going to abstract it now.
Right.
Okay. We're going to take parts of it off. We're going to, you know, twist something. We're going to make something a little flatter than what we might consider normal,
mm-hmm,
or average. And that's somehow abstraction.
Right.
It's not what we would consider a real lived experience. But actually, there's many bodies that are not the average, that are twisted, that do have limbs missing, et cetera. So,
right.
So I made a little, me and Neil made a little film about that, and I made a sculpture of him, and I took lots of photo studies of him. And it's actually, I mean, there's a couple of hokey parts, but overall, I'm very proud of that little film.
Yeah. Wow, it sounds amazing.
Yeah. So, and he's an amazing person himself. If you've never checked out his work, he's been a disability activist for many decades, known internationally. He gives, you know, all kinds of workshops at universities. He's often the subject and the mentor of people who are writing dissertations. He's written plays. He's performed at the Kennedy Center.
Wow.
Yeah. He's incredible.
Wow. Okay. Well, this has been amazing. I have to tell you, Shane, this is the best interview that I've done. Like,
really?
You're very, very good at this. I hope you do more of these because you give a great interview. And I feel so inspired from talking to you.
Well, thanks. I'm really nervous. I mean, obviously, I mean, that's part of this whole thing, right?
Right.
I'm step by step, I'm sort of getting over fears, or at least not quite getting over the fears, but like taking a chance anyway and just doing it and seeing what happens.
Right.
So,
I think the best interviews are when the person that is speaking just gives you their whole soul. And I feel like you gave me so much of yourself and so much humanity that, like, this was incredible. I think, like, you did an incredible job. So I'm so happy. And I feel so honored.
I mean, and you know how nervous I was, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you're like, I'm assuming probably a fat activist.
Yes.
You know, and because I don't know much about you, but and so I considered you pretty sympathetic, and you had reached out to me and blah, blah, blah. But I was still like, oh, I have to ask the questions and, oh, you know,
right,
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I'm so nervous. And then this morning I was like, well, I'm feeling a little down this morning. I might need some prompting. So
yeah. Well, you did an incredible job. I could not be happier.
Oh.
And I'm very
excited.
Good.